What questions do you have about the Bible? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our devotion today is going to look at the Bible itself, and the books of the Bible in God's library. This one was written by Candy Zeller. How do you feel about libraries? They're one of my favorite places. As the library doors swoosh open, I love breathing in the familiar scent of book pages and seeing the colorful spines lined along the shelves. I don't even have a favorite section. I love them all, from history to literature to comparative religion to fiction. Libraries are the best. But libraries got even more exciting for me when I found out that Jesus, my Savior, has a librarian of sorts. The Bible tells the true story of Jesus, who is God, and how he died and rose again to beat sin and death. But the Bible isn't just one book, it's a whole library. It's made up of different types of books written by lots of different people. And the Holy Spirit oversaw the writing of all the scriptures. The Bible includes history, law, poetry, prophecy, songs, letters, and more. But how did people know what books to put in the Bible? Inner Jesus librarian. The Holy Spirit guided the people who wrote the Bible in a very special way called inspiration, which literally means the breath of God's Holy Spirit guiding people. Then he guided people in helping choose which books belonged in the Bible, his library. The people who chose the books in the Bible knew about the story of Jesus and listened to the Holy Spirit to figure out which books proclaim that story well. That's how we can know the Bible is true. God wrote it using human people who trusted in and listened to him. And we can see evidence of that truth in the unity of the Bible. Even though there are a lot of different books, genres, and writers, it all tells the same story. Jesus died and rose again to beat sin and death. I love that God is so creative that he used a library to tell us the great story of his kingdom. And I love that this story has a happy ending, with Jesus coming back to make all things new, free from sin, death, and suffering. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? What's your favorite book of the Bible? What questions do you have about the Bible? Who are trusted people you could talk to about these questions, such as pastors, parents, youth leaders, or counselors? As you and I can read in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, he, Jesus, is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible John chapter 20, verse 31, as well as 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17 to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener-supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to help us keep Unlocked going strong into the future. If you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do so by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or unlocked.org. Now, be sure to check back tomorrow, because Emily will look at a story called We Will Never Serve Your Gods. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.